All right, so good afternoon. Welcome to Barnegie Hall and one of our projects in Music on a Mission. This is D12. It's our 12th workshop in Project Drew. And that name stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors and is named after my cousin, Drew Ferguson. So we have lots to tell you and share with you today. But first, we have a few remarks from a couple people, and I want to start with our director of Music on a Mission, Marilyn Zeidner.
Thank you all. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. Barnegie Hall, we have shows here where the proceeds benefit Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the proven benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages, from children, adults, seniors, and veterans. And for veterans, we have a band that has going on 13 years every month to the dementia unit of the VA hospital, and they play music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And actually, Jerry, who's our drummer for the day, is in that band. So Drew, Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission. And we pair songwriters with veterans. And first, I have to say to all the veterans, thank you for your service. This is a way that veterans can tell their stories, and we need to hear the stories. We need to, this is a lasting tribute to their service and place in history. And it's an honor to hear them. And you'll see the songwriters are so amazing. They're what makes the program successful. And their stories, they repeat the veteran's story back in a song. And the stories are transmitted heart to heart and soul to soul, which you'll see. So now I'd like to ask Barb Smith, who is one of our biggest, if not our, if you know Barb, she's larger than life supporter of Project Drew.
Thank you. Sure. Well, this is awesome. As we come into the gather here today, as we begin November, which I call Veterans Day Month, with all the ways that we honor our veterans. And this is I would consider this a kickoff to that Veterans Day Month. It is important that we remember our veterans here today who have served their country, and these songwriters do an amazing job in 24 hours turning over a song of your story that they craft into song. It's just amazing. So we as the audience are honored to be part of that. And another way that Marilyn and Mike and the family here on Krebs Road honor and remember our veterans is by hosting this beautiful event in honor of Drew Ferguson. What a way to remember. I'd like to present the audience, and Brian, if you would come up, please, to now Drew's brother, Brian Ferguson. Thank you. For those of you that have not been here for one of these events before, we have learned that Drew was quite an inspiration to his family and to his military family, and gave his life wounded from his service to the country. And George Lutz is a founder of Honor and Remember organization. And when his son was killed several years ago, he wanted to have a way of trying to remember the families and the the boys and women who served. And his idea was catapulted into this flag called the Honor and Remember flag. And I'd like to present this flag to Brian and Lindsay and beautiful Wynn on behalf of this wonderful audience today. And I have a plaque here to present to Brian and the family, because California is a long way away. And even though you're here in Roots, here's another visual reminder for you, Brian, to have about your beloved brother, Drew. So just a little bit about the flag. Excuse me. On this plaque is a placard of information about the elements of the flag. And if you went on to the Honor and Remember our organization, the hope is that we'll fly the flag, share the mission, support the cause, perpetually recognize the sacrifice of our military fallen heroes and their families and those that they fought for. And now the elements of the flag, if I may. So the red field represents the blood spilled by brave men and women in America's military throughout our history, who willingly gave their lives so we all could remain free. Purity of sacrifice. The white field represents the purity of sacrifice. There is no greater price an American soldier can pay than to give their life and service to our country. Service in conflict. So the blue outline of the star represents active service in military conflict. So thank you for those of you who are in the audience doing that right now. Conflict. This symbol originated with World War I, but on this flag, it signifies service through all generations from the American Revolution to present day. The ultimate sacrifice. The gold star signifies the ultimate sacrifice of a warrior in active service who will not return home. God reflects the value of the life given. Gold, I apologize, that's synonymous. Gold reflects the value of the life given. And then the memorial flag at the bottom, the final tribute. The folded flag signifies the final tribute to an individual life a family sacrificed and gave to our nation. The flame, an eternal reminder. The flame is an eternal reminder of the spirit who has departed this life in service to their country, yet burns on in the hearts and memory of Brian, Lindsay, Wynn, and the rest of the families, of all who knew Drew and loved their fallen hero, Drew. We will always honor their selfless sacrifice and remember them individually by name. I'd like to read the poem that Drew Ferguson created, which is on display in the lobby, and that Mike typically reads or recites. I'm going to read it at the bottom of the plaque. It's entitled My Drum. Although my drum no longer beats so loud, I'll never cease to follow its sound. Its beat led me through rivers, forests, and sands, equally through disparities, unforgiving hands. One day, it will beat proudly, a sound, shake down through my body and rattle the ground. This is my drum, and this is for you. God bless you.